If you have ever synchronistically manifested something that you wanted in life, you know that consciousness can influence reality. Many have tried putting this principle to use by using focused visualization methods, per the Law of Attraction teachings, to try and manifest their desires, but that's a rather limited application. Because what many don't realize is that our consciousness doesn't shape reality only during emotionally charged focused visualizations. It shapes reality constantly according to the very quality of our being. In fact, you don't even need to do anything specific in terms of visualization exercises or meditations to influence reality. All you have to do is be who you are right now, and to varying degrees, life will reflect the nature of your being. Now, there's an actual physics behind how this works, which I'll cover in a future video about imaginary space-time and the Feynman path integral formulation of quantum mechanics. But for now, if you think of time like a river, then not only do we move forward along that river, we also drift vertically at different depths between different currents or time streams. So the river of time is actually a bundle of interwoven time streams, each representing a certain theme of experience. Near the top of the river, there is light, meaning peace, harmony, and serendipity. Near the bottom, there is darkness, meaning pain, suffering, and obstacles. Which time stream you personally access depends on the vibrational resonance spectrum of your soul, the deeper parts of your consciousness. This resonance spectrum determines which time streams or probable futures you exchange energy with and thereby attract. So by changing your being, meaning the qualitative aspect of your consciousness, you change your stream of experience in life. Many people who study the Law of Attraction miss this point. They think it all depends on what they do during a visualization session, when in reality what matters most is who they are the rest of the day. So it's definitely a good idea to work on transforming your being from a lower state to a higher state. But is it enough to just wear a smile all day and avoid negative thinking? Well, not exactly, and the reason is that surface-level thoughts and feelings are not what cause synchronistic attraction. Rather, what matters is the deeper subconscious foundation from which these thoughts and feelings arise in the first place. It's about who you are at the subconscious level that pivots you between different time streams. It's about what you emotionally resonate with and are drawn towards. It's about what you take to be reality, your root assumptions regarding the way life works, your unquestioned beliefs, your overall mood and mindset and outlook on life. As we all have seen ourselves, different people respond differently to the same situation. Some get amused, others get angry, some react with understanding and others with blame. Some rise to the challenge and others shrivel up. So, like different objects making different sounds when struck in the same way, how each of us responds and reacts to life says something about our personal consciousness resonance spectrum. And it's precisely this resonance that determines which probable futures we energize and attract. The problem, however, is that for so many people, the way they are is all they've ever known, all they believe there is, and all they secretly want and subconsciously resonate with. Like a sound or smell that's always there, it merges into the background and therefore becomes hard to notice and hard to do something about. That's one reason why people tend to stay locked into their time stream and keep attracting the same experiences, even if on the everyday conscious level they wish for better. Because conscious wishing isn't the same as subconscious being. If you just put on a token smile and half-heartedly try to think happy thoughts, but deep down you're the same as always, well, life will remain the same as always. If you're full of inner turmoil and reactivity, and try to suppress that instead of resolving it, all you're doing is putting a lid on a pressure cooker while staying in the same time stream. And so when life inevitably throws more of the same at you, you end up exploding. That's why the priority must be on pivoting yourself at the very root of your consciousness, the foundation, the axis of your inner world. Because it's by turning around your inner world and changing your very nature that you turn your life around. The first step to doing that is recognizing what state you're in and when it actually changes, for real. Otherwise, you can easily fool yourself into thinking you've changed when you haven't. Did you really rise to a higher positive state, or are you just going through the motions? Have you slipped back into a neutral state without knowing it? Or have you fallen into a lower negative state that needs emergency corrective action? How would you know for sure? Well, here's how. Here are 7 signs or indicators that your consciousness has actually shifted. 1. The new state has normalized. That means that you don't have to force it. It feels like your new center of gravity, your new default mode of being. It wells up on its own from deep within you and drives your thoughts and feelings. You don't even have to try, it's just who you are now. 2. Your previous state fades out. When you think back on it, it feels foreign and distant, like you can't really identify with it anymore, like it's another person. You can sort of recall what it was like, but more at arm's length, like you're watching someone else's life. 3. Your priorities change. Many of the things that you were preoccupied with before now lose their importance, and things you didn't care for before have taken on new meaning. 4. Your perceptions change. You notice things about people, about your surroundings, about life, that you didn't notice before, and what you used to notice all the time, you don't really pay attention to anymore. 5. People act differently towards you. The types of people you attract, the way they look at you, how warm or cold they are towards you, these all undergo a transformation. 6. Your emotional reactions change. Since you view the world through a different lens, you no longer react the same way to life. So the character of your emotional responses changes. Old patterns of feelings become harder to access, and new feelings come more easily. That's actually your soul's resonance spectrum changing. And 7. Synchronicities and dreams change. You experience a change in synchronicity in your life, in terms of their types, their meanings, their intensity, and how often they occur. The quality of your dreams may change too, since dreams are primarily an expression of the subconscious, and it's the subconscious that changes here because it's a doorway to the deeper levels of your being. Now, these 7 indicators apply whether you're in a positive, negative, or neutral state of being. Let's have a look at some examples of each. So, in a positive state, you experience more positive synchronicities in life. Life can become weird, but in a good way. Reality bending in sometimes miraculous ways. And your dreams become more meaningful, more enlightening, and enjoyable. You're naturally more buoyant, resilient, and good-natured. There's a general sense of ease, assuredness, and harmony. So when you are in a higher time stream like this, you attract positive people, and people in general are friendlier towards you. You may even notice, with people you know, that things are suddenly going better for them in their lives. Which brings up the possibility that when you interact with someone, you're actually interacting with whatever probable version of them you've tuned into via your current soul resonance. Another sign that you're in a positive state is that you find more meaning in the little things and receive more insights when pondering the big things in life. And so you become more curious, more creative, more insightful, reflective, and poised. You become more sensitive to beauty, color, symmetry, meaning, and the oneness in all that you perceive. Everything feels more alive, more vibrant, and music sounds more satisfying. And instead of reacting blindly to life's learning lessons, you actively turn within and introspect and learn from your experiences. So when everyday problems or provocations arise, your natural response is one of good-natured understanding and lucid clarity. Now, people who are in a lower state, but mistakenly believe they're in a higher state, they're all fine so long as nothing bad is happening. But the moment they are tested, their true nature comes out, and that serves as an indicator that they do need to rework their approach. Alright, so the positive state is one of higher consciousness, of being more in resonance with your spiritual core essence and divinity. It's about strength, wisdom, awareness, and spiritual refinement. And that's the exact opposite of the negative state, which is mired in reactivity, hostility, and limiting beliefs, illusions, self-destruction, materialism, or animal instincts. See, the lower one goes within the river of time, the more strange and negative things get. For starters, there is an increase in accidents, illnesses, and misfortunes. Dreams tend to be more stressful, more disgusting, or demonic. Even synchronicities take a turn for the dark, via bad omens, warning signs, and symbolic catastrophes in life. One tends to attract people who are either hostile towards you or draw out your hostility against them. Life rarely goes smoothly in this state, and it's taken as a given that the good things in life must be fought for and taken. It's the law of the jungle. In the negative state, one sees only what's ugly, bad, threatening, or exploitable in others and the world. There's a gritty, dark, cold gray feel to life. These lower time streams are dominated by those with strong predator or prey mentalities. Both find themselves there and feed into each other. Those on the predator end of the spectrum have a demonic coldness and the mindset of a destroyer. Anyone who has good intuition or street smarts can identify such types pretty easily. And those on the prey end of the spectrum have a deep victim mindset and persecution complex. They feel like the world is out to get them. Unfortunately, in the more extreme cases, their lives can become waking nightmares when they're preoccupied 24/7 with threats, whether it's gang stalkers or alien abductors or government agents or whoever the antagonist happens to be. Their personal reality melts down into a hellish nightmare filled with paranormal and other unusual threats around every corner. It's not all just in their heads. It's very real sometimes, but reality itself changes depending on what time stream you're tuned into. But what they don't realize is that they are actually attracting and amplifying such nightmarish experiences because they are subconsciously resonating at a very low frequency that locks them into those lower time streams. They are continually affirming and reinforcing the assumption that this nightmare is what reality is all about. That's the root belief that they don't question. And so they stay locked into it. If they were to snap out of it and shift to a higher state of consciousness by dropping the fear and victim mentality, guaranteed 90% of the nightmare would evaporate because they'd be shifting to a higher time stream well beyond the easy reach of the dark forces that rule the lower levels. That's why it's so important to recognize when any of this starts happening so that you can turn things around and get back on a higher time stream. Alright, now these two sets of examples, the positive and the negative, they serve to illustrate what happens when your soul resonance is so high or so low that your reality becomes highly unusual in either direction. The fact is, however, that most people won't experience either of those extremes because their resonance spectrum puts them somewhere in the middle, in the more neutral or mundane time streams. Ordinary consciousness locks you into an ordinary reality. If you get virtually no synchronicities, no improbabilities, and nothing weird or magical happens other than the usual ups and downs in life, you're definitely in this neutral, mundane state of being. Now, neutral doesn't necessarily mean you're empty, apathetic, or emotionless like a robot. It just means you're living life within the parameters of what's considered normal. Normal emotions, normal reactions, normal thoughts, normal interests, normal reality. It's when you shift into an extraordinary state of being that you shift into an extraordinary reality. Now, in practice, throughout the weeks and months, we drift around a certain baseline in terms of our personal time stream, sometimes drifting a little higher, sometimes a little lower. This is due to many factors, including astrology, biorhythms, and what behavioral patterns you choose to engage in and reinforce. If you choose to stay above that baseline long enough, then that higher state becomes the new baseline, and both your inner nature and your outer life undergo a permanent change. And that's the depth of change that we need to be aiming for. So as you can see, consciousness does influence reality, but the implication of that goes way beyond just trying to manifest your desires using law of attraction rituals. The bottom line is that the physical universe is an expression of a universal field of consciousness of which our own consciousness is a part. And so the root of our being is connected to the root of reality. The inner and outer world are closely linked. And by changing your very being, you change your very existence.